Today I do want to talk to you about something that our society is obsessed with, and it's not Facebook this time. They're obsessed with it to maybe the point that we are too callous and adapted to already to even know that we are wrapped up in this thing. It is everywhere you go, and it is about us. It is this concept of instant gratification, the idea of satisfying one's desires immediately. This is something that can drive us in our lives if we are not careful and can be such a dangerous road to wander down. Don't believe me? Go to Taco Bell or McDonald's during the rush hour at night. People cannot wait 2 to 4 minutes for their food without just getting irate. For some people, instant gratification can't come soon enough. It's so sad that we can be irrational and impatient about such small things in life because we just want to please ourselves. Last week I went to Long John Silver, and there's one car in front of me. I had to wait maybe 3 minutes, if that. The song that was on when I got in line wasn't even finished yet. And the lady opens up the window, and it's this young girl about my age, and she's just so frantic. She's like, "I'm so sorry about the wait. Here's the receipt. We took 25% off, and we're just so sorry that you had to wait this long." And I was like, "I had to wait 3 minutes." And she just smiled and looked down at me, and she's like, "You'd be surprised some of the people that, how angry people get when they come through having to wait that long." And then it really hit me, and that's what started to make me write this sermon of instant gratification, that when people want something, they want it right away. And they'll do anything to get that. Not just with fast food, though. Think about our computers. Almost everybody has the fastest internet speed available. Why? Because who wants to wait that extra 10 seconds that it takes the page to load? I mean, my dad's probably shaking his head at me right now because I complain about my computer so frequently with the internet. But that's because on my computer, when it gives you the loading sign, the little circle that's loading, it's not because my laptop's actually loading. It's because the page is frozen, then I have to restart the whole computer, and, well, that's a whole nother story. But still, we like things fast and quick for us to use in everyday life. We like things that are just so quick and available to us. So why do we struggle with this instant gratification idea? Because we are impatient? Well, maybe that's true to an extent, but I believe that is more so that we do not like to put any work in at all. Sure, we love things that are quick and fast, but most of all, it has to be simple and easy. What if I were to give, I'm going to give you an option here. I could give you $1 million right now, and you wouldn't have to work another day for the rest of the month. Or I could give you a penny that compounds interest daily, but you would have to work every single day for that month. A lot of people would just take that $1 million. "Hey, don't have to work. I got $1 million. What's the point?" Well, if you take that penny and it compounds daily with that interest rate, by the end of the month, if you could stick through it, you would have pocketed $10.7 million. It's funny how the less amount of work required on a certain task there is, the more appealing that task can soon become. Yet so often, when a task requires work, we quickly write it off in search of an easier outlet. Think about that example I brought up earlier of fast food. Yeah, we like it because it's fast food. But it's also a whole lot easier than cooking it ourselves. Probably one of the reasons that I get fast food so often. Things that make us happy and are easy to do are what people are naturally attracted to. But as Christians, is this really a mentality that we should adapt to? This idea of instant gratification and taking the easy way out because it is simply easier and attractive to us? Being a Christian is far from this, though. About almost everything about Christianity takes time. Think about all of the things that we have to do. Teaching others God's word, converting their souls, and staying faithful to God for the rest of our lives. All of these things take so much time for us to develop and do. We need to make sure that we do not get wrapped up in this mentality of instant gratification, and that we need to put in the effort and work required to be a faithful Christian. And that is what I really want to stress to you today, that we are going to be required to put work in spiritually, and we cannot slack off. Look over in Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 21. And I say you would put a marker in the book of Proverbs. We're going to be going there quite frequently this morning. Proverbs 21 and in verse 5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. Look what it says here. The person who is diligent or persistent, it will lead to success and plenty. Whereas the person who is hasty and quick, that just ends with poverty. We need to think things through in our daily life and not just rush into making these decisions. This is what happens when we get in that mindset of instant gratification, though. We want things so bad that we do get hasty with everything and just make those rash decisions. Why is it better to have plans than to make those spur-of-the-moment decisions? We have a perfect example of this over in Genesis. Genesis 25. Read along with me. Genesis 25, starting in verse 27. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please, feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary." Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright as of this day." And Esau said, "Look, I am about to die, so what is this birthright to me?" Then Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Esau must have felt so foolish after making this decision. He had to have that food right that very second that he was willing to give up his very own birthright. And the birthright back then was just so valuable to them. It was only to the firstborn son, and then in this case, he would have received the blessings that were promised to Abraham before. And he gave that all up for some stew. It was that mindset of instant gratification that took over Esau, though. He wanted that food right then, and he wanted it now. Rushed into that decision, and it cost him as much as his birthright. That's why it is important to realize that we cannot just rush into these decisions that we make, but that some things do indeed take time. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And in verse 6, "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." Sometimes it is not always going to be you that maybe converts somebody in life. Does take time. As we see in this verse, Paul was the one that planted the seed. Apollos watered that seed, and then let God give the increase. Sometimes we have to wait to do things and not just do them right away, despite what we want to do. At Pizza Hut, it wouldn't be a fair sermon if I didn't throw in a Pizza Hut example for you guys. We have to deck brush, and our floors are just hideous, as the Hamiltons that came in last night and the Longs probably noticed. They're just disgusting. And so we have to get this tub of water and then put this Guardian sanitizer in it. But it has to sit on the floor for at least 10 minutes. So one night, I'm back there, it's like 10:30. I get the water, I set it on the floor, and then a table of people comes in. 10:30 at night to Pizza Hut. So I try and rush through it and get it all done nice and fast, but then I do that and it didn't settle long enough, so it's just suds everywhere and the mop can't clean it up. So the people come in and the floor is like ice because it's just suds and they can't walk to the bathrooms, and then I get yelled at because I wasn't patient. I was lazy. I tried to take the easy way out instead of just saying, hey, hold up, I have to do this real fast. But we just rush into things sometimes, and we don't take the time that we really need to think things over. The lazy person is all about what is quickest and easiest, but not the diligent man. He puts his hands to work. Over in Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10, and in verse 4, he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. See, we have to use our hands and put them to work for good and not wasting them, because then we just gain nothing at all. Over in Proverbs 13, 13 and in verse 4 again, the soul of the lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Desires will only get you so far in life. But that is what separates the lazy man from the diligent, is their ability to be motivated by what they want and actually put in the work that is required to achieve that. We need to make sure that we are putting in our efforts in the tasks that will benefit us spiritually and not just physically as well. Continuing on in Proverbs 21 this time. Proverbs chapter 21. And in verse 25, the desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Once again, we see that desire is nothing if we are not willing to put work and effort in on our part. It is the downfall of the lazy man because his hands refuse to work for him. Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26, starting in verse 13. The lazy man says, there is a lion in the road, a fierce lion in the streets. As a door turns on its hinges, so does the lazy man on his bed. The lazy man buries his hand in the bolt. It wearies him to bring it back to his mouth. The lazy man is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who can answer sensibly. I wanted to read verses 13 through 16 because they all fit very well with this idea of laziness and instant gratification, but I really want to focus on verse 16 for a second. This is one of the main reasons why instant gratification can be so wrong, where we get lazy in our decision making, and then all of a sudden from there, everything looks so clear to us. When you just have that lazy mentality, everything, that all those decisions that you make, you seem like you're a pretty wise guy. When we are lazy with our decision making, and then from there, everything does look so simple. Like, we know what we're doing. I feel like my mom's giving me a weird look because she knows that this has happened to me many a time. We have, you know, chores that we have to do like most kids. And this happened to me more than once. We have to vacuum. So mom's upstairs doing something, get the vacuum out. If I have to vacuum all this space, I mean, who's going to walk down each way and do it? I'll stay in one spot. That's good enough. Flick it off. She comes back downstairs. You didn't vacuum this, did you? I was like, yeah, I vacuumed. I'm being honest. She's like, you missed a couple spots. Well, because I was so lazy, I ended up having to do it twice than if I would have just done it right in the first place. And that's what I feel like I was doing with this verse right here. I was just so lazy, and she's giving me a huge nod back there. I was just so lazy, but yet, in my own eyes, it seemed like the right thing to do. I mean, get it done twice as fast. Hey, that's awesome with me. But I was so lazy, and that's why I thought that I was right. But really, I was far from what I should have been doing. But I hope that none of us here ever get spiritually lazy. Too weak and unwilling to stand up for what you believe in. Too weak to fight off temptations that are going to come your way. Because the second that happens, the second that we let sin into our lives, instead of standing up for what you believe in and fighting off those strong pulls of temptation, we get caught off guard, and then we get spiritually lazy. We want that instant gratification because we just want to make ourselves so happy, so bad. And then, just like that, we can get caught off guard. And then all of a sudden, if we do, maybe we get a little lazy in our lives. And then all of a sudden everything becomes so magically clear in our own eyes. At the moment. It is often until later when we realize how mistaken we are. If you were to ask high school students if they think that drinking and smoking are wrong, I guarantee you a high number of them would agree that it's wrong. They know that it's wrong. Yet so many of those same students are the ones that are out there drinking and smoking themselves. Why? Because they simply want to please themselves. The mentality that they get in of leaving the party would be such a hassle. I mean, that would require me to get up from where I'm at and actually go home. I mean, that's just too much of a hassle for me right now. I mean, I'm a strong person. I won't give in the peer pressure. I'll just stick around some more. Until maybe one of your friends hands you a beer and says the quote, YOLO. YOLO is a popular quote that's going around, especially in high school and middle school, as I can tell those that are in those grades are smiling at me right now that I actually just said that in a sermon. YOLO means you only live once. And it is basically a blunt quote to make somebody do something that they normally wouldn't do. Come on, man, you only live once. Just do it. Have a little bit of fun tonight. A quote that serves as a key excuse for instant gratification. Live adventurous and wild. Might as well do whatever you want. This is the high school mentality that's going on right now, and I kid you not. It started bad when I was a freshman, but I wasn't able to see truly how bad it was until I graduated high school. To know how many of my friends, who I thought were my friends, do this type of stuff and have this mentality of YOLO, an instant gratification. They just do whatever they want to please themselves. This quote is just so corrupt at times and can serve and fuel people's appetite for that instant gratification. But yet how foolish these ideas are. But when you become lazy and you want to please yourself, it makes sense. And you end up instantly gratifying yourself just like everybody else. So then how are we supposed to beat this concept of instant gratification? How can we overcome wanting to please ourselves with the snags of temptation that are so strong and easily accessible? Well, not only do we have to be willing to put the work in, an effort that is required of us to overcome those temptations, but we just need to keep in mind some simple things that keep your eyes on the prize. Look over in Proverbs chapter 4, where the scripture reading was read from this morning. Proverbs 4, starting verse 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder your path of your feet, and let all your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. We went over this verse a while back when I was teaching the Bible class, over the section, The Long Race to Heaven, about keeping our eyes on the prize. Verse 25, it talks about, look where you are and where you're headed. If you're looking down, you can't see what's coming up ahead of you. You need to have your eyes up so you can see what's coming ahead of you in life. Do not be distracted by the deceitful lures of this world, but stay focused. And then down in verse 26, it uses the word ponder. Ponder the path of your feet. Contemplate. Think about. Deliberate over. Think about what you are doing and why. If we ask ourselves why we do some of the things that we do, this will help us to slow down and not rush into decisions. Kind of an elementary principle of think before you do something, but it's something that can help us so much and save us a lot of trouble down the road if we would actually do it. Verse 27 then, we need to just stay focused. Don't take our eyes off the prize. And if we do, get back right on the path. That will get you to heaven. We need to stop looking for ways to please ourselves, but instead God. Learn to be content with yourself. Over in 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy chapter 6 and then verse 6. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. We need to learn how to be satisfied with ourselves also. Second, we think that we need more of something is when we want that thing right away, yearning for that instant gratification. But we need to really just settle for what is fitting at the moment, even if that means not taking the easy way out and doing whatever may be quickest. Like any job, it takes constant effort and work on our part. And the same goes for us, especially as Christians. We are going to have to put in a lot of hard and dedicated work. Look over in Galatians. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, starting in verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows of his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. You are going to reap what you sow. And if you do not put any work in and expect to see a reward, then you're just simply waiting in vain. Verse 9 kind of gives us a warning, but also some comforting news. First off, we cannot grow weary of doing good and tired while doing those good works. Hang on and do not get caught up in the moment, but keep your eyes on that prize of heaven. And then also, if you do indeed hang on, you shall reap all those good works that you have sown. Verses like this can be comforting to us in a society that is starting to look past letting something such as the Bible let you dictate how you live your life. But it's good to know that it's those same people that are also going to reap what they sow. More importantly, that should help us at the same time to stay focused on ourselves and not be overwhelmed by this idea of instant gratification. And that I have to please myself right here and right now. Because that's not true. Staying away from that YOLO mentality. Because in the end, the Lord knows who are His. Over in 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. And in verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. The Lord knows who are His. And it's time we stop pleasing ourselves and focus on pleasing the Lord and what He would have us to do, not what we want to do. Just because something is appealing, do not rush into making that decision without giving it thought or thinking it over beforehand. Remember who we are ultimately trying to serve and please. Saying in 2 Timothy chapter 2, look in verse 15 this time. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Be diligent in your work. Take pride in all that you do, that it would be acceptable to the Lord. Live in a way that makes you approved to God, accepted by God in all that you do. Maybe sometimes we do need to remember the quote, YOLO, because it's true. You do only live once, so don't mess it up. As Brother D. Moman says, if you miss heaven, then you will have missed it all. That's something that I want to end with you guys on, that we do only live once. And so we better not mess it up, because we only get one chance. Hopefully, this morning, you have been able to take something away from this lesson on instant gratification, and that it is going to require work on our part. We are going to have to do things and not always take the easy way out. And that we should not be wrapped up by what everybody else is doing, but focus on ourselves, but not pleasing ourselves, but trying to please God. And at this time, we'd like to offer up an invitation for those that have not yet been baptized in the name of Christ. You can come forward and do that now. Or maybe those of you that have been baptized and have not been living in a way that would get you to that home of heaven someday. You can do that as well as we stand and sing the song selected.